and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is urging the leaders of Egypt and Qatar to push Hamas to reach a hostage exchange deal with Israel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It comes a day after the president urged Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal.
Let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the hostages need to get home after being held for 6 months. A senior administration official says the president has written to Egypt and Qatar's leaders urging a deal and says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet Monday with relatives of some of the more than 100 estimated hostages believed to still be in Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Joe Biden will host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the White House April 11th. The first trilateral summit between Washington and its two Asian allies is set to launch a series of initiatives, including bolstering trilateral maritime cooperation in the South China Sea, a major move to counter Beijing. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this preview.
The White House summit is expected to launch a series of initiatives, including bolstering trilateral maritime cooperation in the South China Sea. Philippines Ambassador to the U.S., Jose Manuel Romualdez.
Joint patrols is something that we've already discussed extensively with Japan and the United States. And I think that we're hoping that this will come into fruition very soon.
The administration will not confirm plans for trilateral joint naval patrols, but a robust defense partnership between the two American allies to deal with Beijing's aggression in the South China Sea is something Biden is pushing for. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Mexico is breaking off diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president who has sought political asylum there after being indicted on corruption. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador made the announcement Friday evening after Ecuadorian police forced their way into the Mexican embassy to arrest Jorge Glass, who has been residing there since December as a diplomatic rift between the two countries deepened. Glass, arguably the most wanted man in the country, was convicted on bribery and corruption charges. Ecuadorian authorities are still investigating more allegations against him. Mexico said its diplomats in Ecuador are waiting to be guaranteed safe departure to return home. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Southeast Asian finance ministers and central bank governors have ended meetings in the Laotian city of Luang Prabang, citing progress in building stronger regional institutions, but also noting serious challenges due to geopolitical tensions and volatile commodity prices. Laos's finance minister read out a joint statement after the meeting at a hotel outside the city, a UNESCO heritage site, but made no other remarks and took no questions. Estimates for economic growth and members of the 10-nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations vary, but are generally near a robust 5% for 2024. A recovery from the lean years of the COVID-19 pandemic has gained momentum with a rebound in exports and tourism. Former President Donald Trump is demanding a new judge just days before his hush money criminal case is set to go to trial. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
In a long-shot 11th-hour bid to disrupt and delay the case, Trump's lawyers urged Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan to step aside, alleging a conflict of interest and bias because his daughter is a Democratic political consultant. The judge rejected a similar request last August. In court papers, Trump's lawyers said it was improper for Merchan to preside over the proceedings while his daughter benefits financially and reputationally from the manner in which the case is interfering with Trump's presidential campaign. The trial is scheduled to begin April 15th. It is the first of Trump's four criminal cases and would be the first ever criminal trial of a former president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Soyuz MS-24 capsule carrying NASA astronaut Laurel O'Hara, Roscosmos cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, and spaceflight participant Marina Valavskaya of Belarus landed safely in Kazakhstan on Saturday. The astronauts were pulled from the capsule and underwent physical checks after returning from the International Space Station. Russian Oleg Novitsky and Belarusian Marina Valavskaya departed for the ISS last month on a Soyuz spacecraft, while U.S. astronaut Laurel O'Hara had been aboard the orbital station since September. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA News.